You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, this is Tim Rice. Welcome to episode 21 of my podcast, Get Onto My Cloud. Last week, i.e. mid-September 2020, a new UK national tour of Beauty and the Beast was announced, to begin in May 2021 at The Curve in Leicester, a pretty good place to start. Here's the Beast, cunningly disguised as Josh Groban.
My twisted face, there's not the slightest trace of anything that even hints of kindness. And from my tortured shame, no comfort, no escape. I see, but deep within his utter blindness, hopeless, as my dream dies, as the time flies, love a lost illusion, helpless, unforgiven, cold and driven to this and conclusion. No beauty could move me, no goodness improve me, no power on earth if I can't love. If I can't love her, then who? Long ago I should have seen all the things I could have been, careless and unthinking. I moved onward. No pain could be deeper. No if I can't love her, let the world be done with me.
mighty pipes of Josh Groban getting to grips with one of the songs from Beauty and the Beast, one of the ones for which I wrote the words to Alan Menken's music. It will doubtless end Act One of the stage show of the forthcoming tour. If not, there will have been some pretty drastic changes of which I'm currently unaware. Whether or not the tour actually will start in May is a moot point, but let's hope it does. The reaction, as shown on social media, has been very enthusiastic, so I guess even if things are delayed by events clearly beyond anyone's control, this revival looks set to be a popular one. The show was last officially seen in the UK in 2003, having picked up the Best New Musical Olivier Award in 1998, which Lion King signally failed to do the following year. On Broadway, Beauty's success has been considerable. It opened in 1994, and when it closed in 2007, it had become one of the 10 longest-running shows in Broadway history. The original creative team, led by director Robert James Roth, or at least their work, remain in place for this new Disney production, which includes Alan Menken's music and lyrics by the late Howard Ashman and me. Howard's genius was never more apparent than in the 1991 Beauty and the Beast animated film, which inspired the Broadway show 3 years later. Broadway shows, however, need, as a rule, more musical moments than do animated films. So, having passed my audition when I stepped into Howard's majestic shoes for the Aladdin cartoon of 1992, I was invited to write half a dozen new numbers for Beauty on Stage with Alan. Although it was an honour to be considered Howard Ashman worthy, most of the really big moments in the stage production were already covered by the songs he and Alan had composed for the movie, notably the showstoppers Be Our Guest and Gaston. However, I was able to write two new moments for Belle, in addition to I Can't Love Her for the Beast, which you've just heard, unless you fast-forwarded. The first of these two was a song with the rather unoriginal title of Home, but the lyrics did give Belle a chance to reflect musically on her imprisonment within the Beast's castle, and Alan's melody was easily up to the standard of the tunes he wrote for Howard. Here's Susan Egan, Broadway's original Belle, at Home.
Choice for Papa, I will stay, but I don't deserve to lose my freedom in this way, you monster. If you think that what you've done is right, well then, you're a fool. Think again. Where I should learn to be happy, never dreamed that a home could be dark and cold. I was told every day in my childhood, even when we my brother. nothing holds all of me. My heart's far, far away home and free.
Susan Egan and Home. Susan played Belle for a year on Broadway and was an automatic choice to reprise the role in the Los Angeles production. The other song that Alan and I came up with for Belle was only inserted into the show some years into its run, when recording superstar Toni Braxton became the first African-American to play the role on Broadway. It was called Change in Me and worked so well that it's remained in the show ever since. I played a terrific cover version of this song by Alan's daughter, Anna Rose, in episode 5 of Get Onto My Cloud. And as I haven't quite got to the desperate situation of playing stuff twice on these podcasts, I urge you to nip back to episode 5 if you're keen to hear it now. I would have played Tony's version in this episode, but alas, I don't think she ever committed it to record. Sad to say, for me anyway, the introduction of A Change in Me to the show led to the axing of another song I'd written with Alan entitled Maison des Lunes, when Gaston attempts to get Beauty's dad, Maurice, locked up. That one is at least immortalised on the original Broadway cast album, but it may not have been my finest hour, or my finest 2 minutes 25 seconds, to be accurate. My other contributions to proceedings were a song for Belle's dad, Maurice, very early in the show, when Maurice assures his daughter that she is not strange for being a bookworm, for being enthusiastic about literature, in the midst of what is clearly a less than intellectual population of what is described as a small provincial town. Although in the opening number, the only book that Belle is revealed to have read, twice, seems to be a fairy tale featuring Prince Charming, she doesn't seem to have got around to War and Peace or Proust. She's clearly way ahead of her fellow villagers in the literary stakes. The town's librarian, presumably not overworked, appears keen to supply her daily with new reading material, not surprisingly, as Belle must be his only customer. The opening number, simply entitled Belle, is a delightful whiz through the unnamed French town, introducing us to our heroine, to the villain Gaston and his sidekick, as well as to the uncerebral townspeople. Howard and Alan's song sets the scene and the tone of the entire work perfectly. It also explains why Belle is worried about being seen as weird, and gives her dad, an eccentric inventor, the ideal cue for a father-daughter number. This was my first intrusion into the original score, and I entitled the song No Matter What. No Matter What was also the title of a song in Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical Whistle Down the Wind, written with Jim Steinman, best known for his many hits with Meat Loaf. Whistle Down the Wind premiered in 1996 in Washington, D.C., and in 1998 in London. The Irish boy band Boyzone had a UK number one hit with Andrew and Jim's No Matter What in 1998, so at least we got there first, although the Whistle Down the Wind song is much better known than the Beauty and the Beast song, in the UK anyway. But neither can claim great originality, as another song with that title was a big hit for Badfinger in 1970. And I bet there've been plenty of other No Matter What's. Incidentally, you cannot copyright a song title or make it exclusive. A good job too, otherwise the first person who came up with a brilliant idea for a song called I Love You, or Just Love, or Stay, or Baby, you get the picture, would have stitched up a lot of subsequent songwriting efforts. I guess if someone wrote a brand new song called Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, or White a Shade of Pale, or for that matter Don't Cry for Me Argentina, the creators of the original song might have a case of demonstrating that use of such an unusual title could have murky motives behind it. But the use of a rather obvious title, such as No Matter What, will not get lawyers salivating. Nonetheless, the Jacksons had a minor hit with a song called Heartbreak Hotel, not the Elvis classic, and obviously got away with it. Elton John and I had a spot of trouble with one of the songs from Aida, written in the stars. But after being accused of being inspired by someone else's song with that name, I discovered that at least 11 other songs called Written in the Stars had been registered with publishing companies and performing rights societies, which somewhat weakened any claims against us for using the title. Having said that, most lyricists would try to find original titles where possible, something I clearly failed to do with No Matter What, or Home. But no one has sued so far, although my late manager David Land always said, where there's a hit, there's a writ. So, I have at least three No Matter Whats to choose from. Guess which one I'm going to play. Yes, the one by me and Alan, sung by Tom Bosley and Susan Egan, father and daughter. Tom, in his late 60s when he played Maurice, was of course a well-known television actor, having portrayed Howard Cunningham, Richie's dad, in the wonderful sitcom Happy Days, Ron Howard, Henry Winkler, the Fonz. He was also Father Dowling in the Father Dowling Mysteries and featured in many episodes of Murder, She Wrote with the great Angela Lansbury, who was the voice of Mrs. Potts in the first Beauty and the Beast film. I'll test you on all this later. He was also an eminent stage performer. Tom won a Tony in 1960 for his role as the title character in the musical Fiorello. So it was a true delight for me to witness this celebrated actor sing my No Matter What with Susan Egan. I don't think Tom ever had a crack at the Boyzone or Badfinger versions.
Papa, do you think I'm odd?
My daughter odd? Where did you get an idea like that?
I don't know. It's just that, well, people talk. Well,
they talk about me, too. No, we're not odd, it's true. No family could be saner, except one uncle who, well, maybe let that pass. In all you say or do, you couldn't make it plainer. You are your mother's daughter, therefore you are class.
So I should just accept I'm simply not like them.
They are the common herd, and you can take my word. You are unique, creme de la creme. No matter what you do, I'm on your side. And if my point of view is somewhat misty-eyed, there's nothing clearer in my life than what I wish and feel for you. And that's a lot, no matter what.
No matter what they say, you make me proud. I love the funny way you stand out from the crowd.
It's my intention, my invention shows the world out there one day just what we've got. No matter what. Now some may say all fathers just exaggerate.
That every daughter's great.
You are.
And every daughter tends to say her father's tops.
She pulls out all the stops to praise him, and quite rightly. No matter what the pain, we've come this far. I pray that you remain exactly as you are. This really is a case of father knowing best.
And daughter too.
You're never strange.
Don't ever change.
You're all I've got. No matter what.
Tom Bosley and Susan Egan in Sentimental Mood. Finally, back in 1994, for this, the first Disney stage adaptation of one of their great cartoon films, I also had the chance to write for the ghastly Gaston, as he makes one of the least subtle marriage proposals of all time. Belle is, unsurprisingly, unimpressed. Gaston's big number, Gaston, was one of Howard Ashman's great triumphs later in the piece, so my final selection for this podcast, Me, is a kind of warm-up for that showstopper. Burke Moses certainly achieved the warming up with Me.
You've been dreaming just one dream nearly all your life, hoping, scheming, just one theme. Will you be a wife? Will you be some he-man's property? Good news, that he-man's me. equation, girl plus man, doesn't help just you. On occasion, women can have their uses too, mainly to extend the family tree. Pumpkin, extend with me. Raising sons galore.
Inconceivable.
Each built 6'4".
Unbelievable.
Each one stuffed with every Gaston gene.
I'm not hearing
you'll
this.
Be keeping house with pride.
Just incredible.
Each day gratified.
So unwinnable.
That you are part of this idyllic scene. Picture this. A rustic hunting lodge. My latest kill. Roasting over the fire. My little wife massaging my feet while the little ones play on the floor with the dogs. Oh, we'll have 6 or 7.
Dogs?
No, Belle. Strapping boys like me.
Imagine that.
I can see that we will share all that love implies. We shall be the perfect pair, rather like my thighs. You are face to face with destiny. All roads lead to the best things in life are all's well that ends with me. Escape me, there's no way, certain as Dore. Belle, when you marry. So, Belle, what'll it be? Is it yes or is it... oh, yes.
I just don't deserve you.
Who does? Me!
But thanks for asking.
That Was Me by Burke Moses and Susan Egan from Beauty and the Beast. And this is me. I only hope that the songs I've just played, plus those that featured Howard's magic moments, are seen back on stage in the UK by May 2021. That was episode 21 of my podcast, Get Onto My Cloud, written and presented by me, Tim Rice, and produced by Peter Holtz.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.